Hello, welcome to another episode of the Vibes and Killy Willy podcast. This is Joshua Kamau, and this podcast is where I share my silly thoughts, feelings, and crazy random ramblings. And of course, every now and then, I get to have interesting conversations with even more interesting people. Now, one of the most important things you should know about this podcast is that anything you hear from here and out, don't take it personal. It is not supposed to be serious. It's not supposed to be a declaration of anything. Don't take anything you hear and out too personal. Don't hit me up getting offended about why. We're just having good vibes here. So on today's episode, before I go into anything, I want to take note of this. Now, I checked my website this morning where I host the podcast, of course, and I hit a major milestone this morning, and it's all due to you guys. And I want to take this moment to thank every single one of you that has been taking time out of your days, out of time out of your life to actually listen to my crazy random ramblings. I did not think I would get to this target in the time which I did, given the fact that I had not been consistent for a while now, and that has been my bad. I promised that this new season was going to be more consistent, but as I said on like about 3 or 4 episodes ago, life has been lifing, and it has still not stopped lifing yet. But thank you very much. I got to 1,000 downloads, 1,000 all-time downloads on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just in total, I got 1,000 downloads, and I am very, very, very grateful to every single one of you who has taken time out of your life to listen to me. I really appreciate it. Now, let's dive straight into what I wanted to talk about on the podcast today. So last night I just finished writing an exam. Like, boy, that exam was brutal. It was the end of rotation for my medicine exam. It was 6 hours long. My brain was so fatigued. At the end, I was mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, I was fatigued in all ways possible. And I came home and I was like, you know, I just want to watch something fun. I just want to watch something that will make me feel good, so I can, like, you know, use that to sleep, right? Because I had plans later that evening. So I was thinking to myself, hey, what movie can I watch? What, you know, feel-good movie can I watch that could just, you know, take this edge off? I could just watch this. It doesn't have to be a new movie. It's just something classic, something fun that makes you feel good about yourself. It's just a story with a happy ending, right? I just wanted to watch a story. It didn't have to be new or an old. And I decided to, like, you know, hey, one of my favorite cartoons growing up was Mulan, Disney's Mulan, right? And I remember watching when the live action came out a few years ago. I remember watching it and I was just like, I thought I liked it. I mean, I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe I was high on nostalgia, but I rewatched it yesterday, and I actually like watched it. Like, I wasn't blinded by nostalgia or anything. I just watched it because I wanted to, like, actually watch the story. My God in heaven, that movie was terrible. How? What? First of all, if you haven't watched the movie, I don't know if I should spoil it for you, but then, you know what? It's really not worth your time. The script was so terribly written. First of all, you guys, like, I remember them do it, like, saying Mushu was not going to be in the live action, which was pretty much the soul of the cartoons. Mushu was the live wire in it. Like, Eddie Murphy had a fantastic performance at Mulan 1, and he, another person, like, mimicked his voice, or how do you say it? If it's not mimic, is well, it made, like, did an Eddie Murphy impression for the second movie, because Eddie Murphy didn't do the Mulan 2. He wasn't the one that voiced Mushu in Mulan 2, but he was the one that voiced in Mulan 1, and it's one of his most classic performances of all time. So they removed Mushu, right? Hey, I remember, like, people complain about it, but I was like, it's not that deep, you know, the story is about Mulan anyway, right? And what was I high on the day I watched this movie at first? Because I mean, I watched it once and I don't think I thought about the movie or anything. I remember just thinking, oh, it's just okay, yeah, I mean, it's cool, it's the story, it's, you know, there's Attila the Hun, you know, Mulan, blah blah blah, all that, you know, does all this because our father is weak and blah blah blah, you know the classic Mulan story. And if you don't, okay. But God, this movie was so poorly written. Who was that character that kept on turning into a bird? Why was she bad? Why was she good? And all of a sudden, why, what the heck were they thinking? The fight scenes were so terrible. I don't know if I should call it, the choreography was so, it was so obvious and so weak, and it was like, it wasn't even believable. I don't know, it was definitely like rewritten with the feminist outlook on it and everything, and like the whole girl power thing that they tried to do at, like, in the middle, where the girl that was trying to, the lady that was turning into the witch rather, that was turning into a bird and was killing the Chinese people, all of a sudden the power of girlhood or sisterhood or girl power, I don't know what was, that was supposed to be, and how all of a sudden they found Cromodry, and then she went against every, wait, what exactly was the motivation for that character? I don't get it. Like, it didn't, I couldn't connect with, I could not connect, I don't, I was not invested in any character there. Oh my god, it looked so lame. I was like, why do you do this? The girl that acted Mula, I actually find it, like, actually like saw her, and her face was so expressionless most of the movie. Oh Jesus. Yeah, Mulan, I wouldn't recommend it. Would not recommend it at all. Last live action Mulan, rather. The cartoons, the classic cartoons. Yeah, definitely. And after that, I just went to sleep because I couldn't do anything. I just could not deal. Talking about movies, though. Of course, by now, I think it has finally premiered in Africa, in certain places in Africa, if not Ghana. I don't know if that's been read in Ghana yet, but Barbie and Oppenheimer, of course, you can't be on the internet without seeing this craze. It's been crazy, you know. It's a very, very interesting concept in which they are trying to, like, you know, latching onto the, I don't know if it's a coincidence, because I don't think both studios plan to release the movie on the same date, right? And I think it just came from internet, like some internet engagement on the thing, and obviously they just latched onto the marketing strategy to, like, really push this whole Barbieheimer thing, because Barbie and Oppenheimer are coming out, or have come out on the same day. So yeah, now I can't scroll past two or three Instagram posts or reels without finding somebody wearing some form of pink, or some doing some form of pink thing, some Barbie theme thing. Everybody's doing a Barbie theme thing, and it's definitely genius, because, like, I don't know who owns the rights to Barbie, or the companies that they are making bank right now. Like, they are making money. Whoever was behind this marketing strategy, Barbie, like the Barbie team, Jesus, like, they are cashing in on everything Barbie. I mean, the song with Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice, oh god, it is annoyingly catchy. I can't, like, for like 2 hours yesterday, I could not get that song out of my head, because I was like, and it's not like I actually like the song, or like I was singing the song or anything, but I just seen the song got just played over so many times in so many reels and so many, like, Twitter posts and so many videos and things like that. The song was very plain in my head. I was like, I can't sing it, but the song is playing in my head even as I'm talking right now. But yeah, very genius marketing concept, by the way. Some people have seen the movie, and some movie critics that I actually trust have seen the movie, and they have commented on it, and apparently the jokes weren't hitting, you know, but hey, I'll give it a chance. I will give it a chance. I'm not sure I will go to the cinema to go and see it, given the reviews that I've seen. But I would. But when the thing becomes more accessible to more people, like, you can download it, I will download it, and I will definitely keep an open mind to watch it. Hopefully, it's a better experience than what. Hopefully, people are making a big deal out of it, like it not being as interesting, and hopefully, I have a better experience. So I will keep an open mind on it. But I will not be going to the cinema to see Barbie. Speaking of other big movies, I mean, it's been a rough year. Like, I'm really glad for the Barbie and Oppenheimer team, though, because it's really been a rough year for blockbuster movies, or movies of just basically big movies this year have not done well. Like, Fast X did not do well. Flash, oh my god, that shit was terrible. Like, most of that big movie, like, big movies haven't been really doing well since basically last December. I think the last big movie that really, really did well, like University, was probably Top Gun. Like, all the other big movies that a lot of people were anticipating have just sort of fallen flat on their face. Like, it's just been, ugh. And the trailers we are seeing for the upcoming movies are really, really, really not encouraging. Movies like The Marvel, I really, really hope. I hope the movie is better than how it looks, because Jesus, it doesn't look good so far. Yeah, like movies like Transformers is such a classic, such a, you don't need to do much to make Transformers fans happy. You just need to, like, you know, get transforming cars, get Optimus Prime to do Autobots roll out, just basic, those simple lines and things like that, just have a good story within it, and just make, you know, big machines fight each other and everything. It's very simple to make Transformers fans happy. But Jesus, this last movie, the CGI was terrible. First of all, the characters, the two main characters, the black girl and the black lady and the Hispanic guy, they did not have any form of on-screen chemistry at all. Like, I can't buy that those people would actually be friends in real life. Like, not to even talk of maybe being romantically interested in one another, but I don't even think they played into that. But it was just, I don't even think they would actually like each other in the first place. If you haven't watched it, I'm spoiling for you. They did not have any real screen chemistry. Like, the Hispanic guy, let me check it right now. Anthony Ramos, that's his name, right? Like, I did not believe him. It was like this free ass Hispanic guy doing his best impression at looking tough while using puppy eyes at the same time. Like, it's like just this oh my god, like, yeah, oh, I gotta save my brother who has sickle cell. Like, it was just, I didn't buy it. I really didn't buy it. I didn't buy the story. I didn't buy, there was no real, I couldn't root for him because I was like, what the heck are you doing? He didn't seem like a real person. He just seemed like, his acting wasn't the best. And I really like that guy, at least his performance on Hamilton. But like, I did not buy anybody's story. I did not buy the girl's story too, about how, like, I don't know, she's supposed to be a paleontologist or an archaeologist something, and she's doing, like, it's just, I don't know, like, it's just, I don't know, I really don't understand what the heck was going on. And this new I don't know, like, animal bot that he brought into, like, the, it's just, I couldn't really root for any character. The most interesting part of the movie was Mirage, the car that was Mirage, and even that, it got to a stage where I was just like, ugh, okay, wrap it up already. And it's just, whoever wrote that script just honestly wasted Optimus Prime's voice, because why would you do that? Like, come on, it's Optimus Prime. Like, that, you just, it was not a good script, basically. Look at me diving into, like, movies and things like that. Now, for the worst movie I actually seen this year, genuinely the worst movie I've seen this year, it is The Flash. Oh my god. Oh my god. I think, and it wasn't because of the, what everybody thinks, Ezra Miller. It wasn't because of that, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl or a them. Like, it wasn't because of all his shenanigans. Let me use the right pronouns, right? It was more about how hyped up this story was and this movie was, and how it was supposed to be this, you know, better than Justice League. That is like Snyder Cut's Justice League, actually. Like, it was supposed to be this, you know, climactic, like, overarching story where this guy goes into the past, and the Flashpoint Paradox is one of the, like, classic Flash storylines, and it's, you know, it's beloved. The DC cartoon that came out in 2013 was very, very interesting. I know a lot of people that loved it, and the movie was so hyped, everybody was so excited. He kept on pushing the lead backwards and backwards and backwards. They of course tried to sell us a nostalgia about bringing Michael Keaton back, but boy oh boy, nothing about the movie worked. I didn't like Ezra Miller's depiction of the Flash. I didn't even like his younger version. Oh my god, his younger, like, him has, like, him as an adult was already annoying. Like, Barry Allen, he seems like an annoying adult. Now then, it's supposed to be a flashback to his younger version, which he is even way more annoying. Like, oh Jesus Christ. Like, nah, man. The action scenes were terrible. I didn't buy it. Like, I couldn't, Jesus. Now, the action scenes were just lazy. I think they were very lazy. It was really bad CGI. Supergirl decent performance by the actor, but I couldn't connect with the character because she didn't actually have lines in this movie, like where you could actually really connect to who she is or what is the motivation of that character. It was just like they just slapped a storyline on her, just slapped something on her, like, oh, this is just one thing she's focused on, this is the only thing that, and it's like she's just a prop to fulfill all righteousness, because you have to have a certain type of, you know, alternate universe Justice League, and we didn't get to know Kara El, right? Which was a shame, because I mean, it would have been fun if they actually explored that. Like Zod, now I get it. I get why the actor was complaining that he didn't enjoy shooting this. I can see why I didn't have fun on that set compared to Man of Steel, because Jesus, it was just a waste of time. It seemed like a waste of time. There was no depth to the character. There was no motivation. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. It was just not the best. Just wasn't the best. Like, it just wasn't the best. And it's one of those movies where you just watch mindlessly. Honestly, I would not. If I had gone to see it in the theater, like, I would have been pissed. And I was even regretting, like, well, why didn't I go and see the movie in theater? Why didn't I go and see the movie in cinemas? But like now watching this movie, it's just like, oh Jesus, oh yeah, like it was really that bad, and I genuinely give it like a chance. But that's just it. Well, I mean, but yeah, that's my take on that. Another thing I watched recently, which I thought I was going to talk about on the podcast, was Kevin Hart's new special. Like, now Kevin Hart just released another comedy special, and given how hard Kevin Hart works at promo, the fact that this is not being promoted incessantly, or people are not even talking about it, no clips have come out about it, it's not really made the rounds on like Twitter about, like, you know, Kevin Hart specials are usually known for like having catchy one-liners. There's usually something you will not forget after every single special. Is it either all right, you're gonna learn today, or, you know, like pineapples, or like different things, or his last great special, which was the one with the gun compartment. You know, he always had this, like, you watch a special and at least you remember something. But this special, I don't think the jokes weren't funny. I think like it was actually like he actually had good setups. There were supposed to be good jokes, but I think on that day he was recording the special, he just seemed tired on that stage. Like, he seemed tired. It wasn't like the jokes were not supposed to be funny, but he just seemed tired and kept on repeating the setup of his jokes over and over again, and the punchline was not dropping at the right time. So it was just sort of like, okay, I did not have one belly laugh. Like, I chuckled most of the special. I wasn't bored, but I was just like, I was waiting for that, you know, that mind-blowing setup that would just lead into this crazy joke that I will just be laughing for like the next 3 weeks, just thinking about it, where even for years, because I still think about like his gun compartment jokes in the irresponsible special, and very funny is Pineapple's joke in, like, was it what's the name of that one, the one before Let Me Explain? That even Let Me Explain had like classic jokes, like even Let Me Explain had classic jokes with the one with his friend, where it was like, oh, if you're my bullshit is your bullshit and your bullshit is my bullshit. Like, all his specials usually have like those classic things, but this one did not. He's just had better sets, and I don't think it wasn't because the jokes weren't funny this time, because the pandemic podcast, I keep saying podcast, the pandemic special wasn't funny. It wasn't, like, it just didn't hit. That special wasn't, it just didn't hit. Like, it was just meh. The jokes weren't that, like, I think it was one of those, like, it seemed like something you tried at the comedy club. It was not special. It wasn't like, I'm talking too much. That the last special wasn't, it didn't hit. It just didn't hit the right spot. Like the one with it did during the pandemic. And this one, I was like, I had high hopes and everything. And it just, I think he was tired. I think he was tired that day, because it just the punchline wasn't hitting at the right time. But enough of movies and, you know, TV specials and comedy specials and things like that. Now, something interesting that has been happening on Obama's internet that I was like, maybe I'll talk about this on the podcast, is this recent wave of back-to-back-to-back exposure of people that have been lying about sexual assault, which is really crazy to me, because why? It is just it is such a terrible thing to happen. Like, it puts you under so much scrutiny and so much, like, I don't get it. Why would you lie about something like that? What is the social currency for lying? Like, and it really, 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 really dampened my resolve in how, you know, people just, it's like people don't engage with each other in good faith again. And it really, 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 like, really, really made me question my belief in humanity, actually, because Jesus, it is such a terrible thing to happen to someone, but then to falsely falsely accuse someone, like, and then just make up a story about that terrible thing happening to you just to get at someone, like, and ruin that person. Like, why would you do that? There was the Jonathan Majors one, then there's another one, then there's Mendy recently, then there's the doctor on Twitter, then there was another one also. Like, I was just like, wait, what is going on? And then people are saying the most ridiculous things. People that are defending it, people that are defending this thing is one, like, those ones are even one set of people that just annoy me. And I'm just like, why are you defending this? We can call out that, like, this is not okay without you saying, yeah, but 90-something% of this is not this. I'm like, yeah, okay, we get there. Nobody want this. Like, those ones don't diminish this one, and this one doesn't diminish that one. Two things can be true. Like, it's a really terrible thing to put someone through. It's like, nobody wants anybody to go through that. But then you just step out and there's just a lie. Like, oh, Jesus. Well, my stance on it is, I think, this is the opinion that nobody sent me. Nobody has sent me, but it's me. I'm just stating mine because, hey, I mean, I have a mic and I have a podcast. Why not? But me, I think I would still always give the benefit of the doubt to whoever comes forward with a story. Till, you know, I still think that is the way. But I may be wrong though. I really want to believe in the humanity and people being inherently good, that I don't want to imagine that, like, someone would just purposefully come out with this. But then again, people are really seeing how they can weaponize this thing, and it's really becoming more commonplace. Like, the internet has not been safe for people these days. Honestly, people are posting private conversations, people are, like, taking snapshots of private conversations and posting them, people are, like, posting this thing, snap text from their ex or from 2021. Like that Jonah Hill saga. I was like, what the heck is this? Why are we talking about this? You guys broke up 2 years ago, or last year, whatever it is. You guys broke up 2 years ago, early last year, right? You guys are not together again. You guys are not in contact again. Not like nothing. This guy has already gotten with someone else. He already has a baby with someone. He's already living his life. You are living your life. So why are you now coming to post, like, argument text from 2011? Like, it's not that, sorry, 2021. Like, why? Who does this benefit now? It's just, I think she was just trying to ride on the social currency or the wave of that whole Kiki Palmer thing, and how people were all on that guy's, the Kiki Palmer's boyfriend's ass, that, you dude, you are just insecure. That whole nonsense about you, your mom and everything, Twitter, that nonsense was really, 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 really out of pocket. Like, dude, just, like, you have a number. Call her, talk to her. Don't tweet nonsense like this, right? And then I think that girl was just trying to ride on that wave, and like, oh, people were saying negative things about men and everything, and like, just, you know, trying to gain some social currency. So with that, I can say that, yeah, okay, that person was just trying to gain social currency. And I think it backfired in her face, because a lot of people were like, yo, dude, what the heck? Like, this was so long ago. he's not with you again, why are you still doing this, what is, like, and people are even trying to, even on Jonah Hill's side, on like based on the text and everything, people were saying, like, people were quite like, yo, he already told you what he wants, told you what he doesn't want, if you don't want it, he says respect you, and people can go your separate ways. Honestly, it's just so weird. And then recently to Baby Rexha, right, she's also putting their boy, like her boy, ex-boyfriend now, his, like, their private messages on his, is that what we are doing? No, is that where we are going to, as a society, where we have decided that, oh, you know what we are going to be doing, like putting our private text on social media? Like, really, these are the things, oh, these are really, really, really the things that worry my soul. But yeah, I'm just here yarning dust, by the way. But I'm really happy, though. I'm really happy, like, I reached that milestone, crossing over 1,000 downloads. Thank you very much again. I am really, really grateful. Now, my final thoughts on this whole thing. This whole craziness has just been crazy. That sounds like tautology, right? This whole shenanigans have just been, like, the shenanigans on the internet these days have just been crazy, honestly. Like, I don't know how y'all do it. I really don't know how you do it. Like, I do my best to definitely limit the amount of time I spend online, because I can't stand the negativity. Jesus, like, I still say Twitter is the devil's toilet. Still the devil's toilet. But last, I think I still inherently choose to believe in people and believe that, like, most people are good people. Because if not, I don't know, it would really, really damn, it would really, really affect how I engage with people, because it means you can't engage with people in good faith again if you inherently believe that people are bad. And I don't want to live in a world like that. I really don't. I don't think that would be fun for anybody. I really don't want to live in a world like that. But yeah, this has been my thoughts, feelings, and crazy random ramblings on this episode of the Vibes and Katie Willie podcast. Don't forget, please don't, if you haven't listened to my previous episode, like, try and check it out. I had a great conversation with my Zimbabwean friend, Koshisai. She was talking about traveling and traveling adventures, and basically on how to get around and what you can do for those that like traveling. And, you know, I think it's a really good really good episode. She really speaks about, like, her different experiences. And, you know, thank you so much for listening to this episode. This has been another episode of the Vibes and Killing Willy podcast. Don't forget to not take anything you've heard on this podcast for the last, I don't know how many minutes, too personal, because it's all Vibes and Killing Willy. Nothing is supposed to be serious, not supposed to be that deep. Follow the podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, at Vibes and Killer Willy Podcast. You can find it on all platforms. Thank you so much to everybody that's been taking time out to listen again. I really, really appreciate you all of you from all around the world. Yeah, places I'm getting listens from them. I'm still shocked. Like, I have consistent listeners in Singapore. Big shout out to you guys in Singapore that are listening to me. Thank you very much. Honestly, thank you very, very much. To all of you out there, if you want to send a message, if you have anything you want to ask, anything you want to talk about on the podcast, slide in the DMs, and, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So this is where I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I'll check in on you guys sometime, hopefully sometime soon. Till then, God bless you, and I hope you've had fun listening to this podcast. Peace out.